Our school is a real blessing. And when you stop to think of what the school does for the children, and the children will take with them for the rest of their life what their school education has meant to them right here in Sutherland. I'm very thankful for my education. I never spent a day in public school. In the third grade, my father boarded us out 50 miles from home so we could be next to the school. Later on in my life and in my eighth grade, my teacher was a wonderful person. She was just wonderful, and I loved her very dearly. She later on became my stepmother, and I'm sorry she's not with us today. She's sleeping in Jesus. There are angels God puts on this earth who care for us and guide us. You can feel their love and gentleness as they walk through life beside us. They do great things for us every day. They whisper in our ears. They even hold us in their hearts. And when we are filled with all of our fears, they are always there to give us a hug and try to make us smile. They treat us with respect and love, and they treat us like their child. God blessed me with an angel. I'm proud to call my own. She's been with me throughout my life, been with me as I've grown, and she's guided me the best she can. She taught me like no other, and I'm thankful I'm the lucky one who gets to call her mother. Mother, a challenge you can learn from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mothers are special. They're highly favored. Barbara Bush had six children. Her husband was the 41st president of the United States, and one son was 43rd president of the United States. And then she had a son who was a governor of Florida. At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, not winning one more verdict, or closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with husband, a friend, a child, a parent. Mothers are special, as you are. People are more important than accomplishments. Family is more important than success. Mothers have joy. You read about that in Luke, the first chapter, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, they broke out in song, and she was blessed of God. She was a woman of joy. Hattie Carlson owns and manages the Travelers Inn in Sweetwater. After reading about her in the paper, I immediately decided if I ever needed a motel in Sweetwater, I would stay at her place. Why? Because of her gracious smile and attitude. And a lot of my travelings that I've done over the years, a lot of times you eat in restaurants and places like that, and you're in different motels. And it's surprising what that smile and that graciousness that they reach out to you with means. Mothers know how to make lemon out of lemons. They're happy, joyous people. And that's the one thing I remember most about my stepmother. My mother was a happy person, but she had a tendency to be a kind of negative. But my stepmother, I never heard a negative remark from her lips. Never. I remember we were traveling in Fort Lauderdale. We were taking her from the nursing home back to her home. And she didn't have much to look forward to, except she could always look out and she could always find something positive. She loved birds. The red cardinals were one of her favorite birds. And I have to say it's one of the birds that I miss the most here in Oregon, but we have a lot of other birds that make up. But Mother could always look out the window and we'd be driving down, taking her from the nursing home back home. And she could always see something positive. She could always bring smiles to your face because she saw something that she commented about. She was very observant. Mothers are very observant. And I might add, teachers are very observant. Most teachers are mothers. And my teachers always knew what I was up to. Always. They didn't even have to be in the room. But they're very observant. Mary treasured up all those things, and she pondered them in her heart. Mothers are observant. About their kids, nobody knows their kids like mothers do. Nobody. They watch, they listen, and unfortunately remember. I am reminded of that every now and then because my wife will remember something. She can remember something from 30 years ago and bring it to my attention. And some of it is not always the best, but they remember. Rose Kennedy lived to be 104 years old, and she had 9 kids, 28 grandkids, 41 great-grandkids, and then her one son became president of the United States. And she had 2 sons that became senators. I looked on child rearing not only as a work of love, but as a profession. Motherhood is a profession. It's a calling. It's a career. It's an opportunity. And it is an important role that is desperately needed in our society. And we men, we don't have a clue. Mothers are thick-skinned. Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Kids don't always do what we expect. Hurt comes in relationships. Youth fades. Love droops. The leaves of a friendship fall. Mothers, they endure the pain. Mother's secret hope outlives them all. That was a comment by Oliver Wendell Holmes. Mothers never give up on their kids. They endure the pain and with love always believe the best in kids. I have a dear friend who had a son that got himself into trouble. In fact, it wasn't long ago, he just got out of jail. But he had a mother that still believed and still loved him. Mothers endure pain with love and always believe the best of their kids. Mothers are loyal. And if you don't believe that, you challenge a mother. You challenge her about something her son or her daughter did. I speak from experience. I managed the large Camp Yavapai in Arizona, and we used to have a lot of children there. And every once in a while, we'd catch them. I can remember one camp meeting, we had some fellas that took some little firecrackers and put it in the smoke detectors in the cabins, and they lit that thing, and of course, it destroyed the smoke detector. So anyway, we were challenged. My boy wouldn't do that. And it was his boy that did it. And so it's interesting. Jochebed was loyal to her son, even in Egyptian persecution. Her son became the most well-known leaders, prophets, and writers in the Old Testament. Hannah was loyal and faithful to pray for her sons. God always answered her prayer, and he became a great prophet. Mothers play a key role in their children. Their importance cannot be understated. So the conclusion we might draw, Mother's Day challenge, remember, they are special. Be a woman of joy. Be observant. Be thick-skinned. Be loyal. Mothers, you make a difference. How God created mother. God took the fragrance of a flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of a morning dew, the calm of a quiet sea, the beauty of a twilight hour, the soul of a starry night, laughter of the rippling brook, the grace of the bird in flight. God fashioned from these things a creation like no other. And when his masterpiece was through, he called it simply mother. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we spend special time celebrating mothers. And so as we spend this time and remembering our mothers and loving the thought of them, we're so thankful that you gave us mothers. Bless us and keep us and watch over us kindly. In Christ's name, amen.